Our scripture lesson this morning is from Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. That will be our first reading. And then our second reading is from Gospel of Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 54. So the first reading is from the book of Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. If you like, you can find it in page 1067 to follow along. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up from heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days, and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going. Then suddenly, two men dressed in white stood beside them. "People of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." This is the first reading. Our second reading is from Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. And if you're able, would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written: the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for gathering us in this place so that we may worship you and hear your voice. We thank you, O Lord, for these words that have been written down, that was inspired by you, so that it continues to speak to us today as we listen to them, as we reflect upon them. May the Holy Spirit minister to us. May you open our hearts and our minds, our ears, our eyes, all of our senses, so that we can hear your voice. And may we be transformed to live our lives as the people of Christ. We thank you for being here, ministering to us right now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The both passage that we read from the first chapter of Acts and Luke 24 is basically essentially the same story, and actually written by the same person. Both Gospel of Luke and Book of Acts are written by Luke, who was a doctor who's been ministering with Paul and so forth, and he writes the Book of Acts to someone called Theophilus, and it according to the scholars, it may be one person whose name is Theophilus, or it could have been written to people who are God lovers. Theo, God, Phyllis, love. So it could be written for one, or it could be written for all of us who love God, to give us an account of what happened. So after Jesus was crucified and raised from the dead, Jesus spent 40 days with the disciples, ministering to them, teaching them, and helping them to understand what his ministry was all about, what his life was all about, what the good news of Jesus Christ is. And now that the 40 days are up, he is about to ascend into the heaven. So traditionally, today is called Ascension Sunday, because after 40 days, Jesus ascended into heaven. And just as he is about to ascend into the heaven, he gives the last words to his disciples, right? And he says that he's preparing them, and he says, once I leave you, Holy Spirit will come upon you. And when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will receive power. And he says, you will be my witnesses. And in the Luke version, it says, you are my witnesses. So today we want to kind of reflect about what did Jesus mean when he said, you are my witnesses, or you will be my witnesses. So what is a witness? Well, witness is a word that's obviously it's used in the court of law, right? That's where we hear the word witness for the most part. And so, what is a witness? Anyone? Yep, someone who gives an account of what happened. And when the witness takes the stand, you know, they are the one of the clerk comes over with the Bible. They put their hand on the Bible, and then what is the word that they say, and the witness has to promise to? Yeah. Do you, what's the exact word? Do you promise to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? So help you God, right? So the witness is someone who tells the truth and nothing more, nothing less, just the truth. So basically, witness is someone who tells what you saw, what you heard, what you experienced. And so Jesus says that when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you are witnesses. You will be witnesses, meaning that you're just going to show everyone what you saw, what you experienced, what you heard, what inspiration that you received. Nothing more, nothing less. Throughout the Gospels, we see that happen over and over and over again. Do you remember the woman at the well who met Jesus during midday when no one was around? And she engaged, Jesus engaged her in a conversation where all of a sudden this strange stranger started asking her about her past, right? And Jesus says, well, bring your husband here. And she says, I don't have a husband. And Jesus says, you're right. You've had five husbands? Is it four? Five? And right, you know, the guy that you're with is not your husband. And it just blows her away. And so then she sees that this guy is strange, but wonderful. This guy is not like every other man that he knows, but someone special. And they engage in this theological conversation until she recognized he's the Messiah. And so she leaves her water jar, runs back into the town, and she tells everybody, come and see this man who told me everything about my past, right? She was a witness. All she said was, he told me everything about my past. You got to come and check this guy out. Come and see. So Jesus calls us that we are witnesses who will basically tell everybody what we saw, what we know, what we experienced about Jesus, about God. I think in a way we are wild, the humans are wired in a way that whatever we see, whatever experience, we have this desire to show. We have this knack of telling. So if you talk to Bruce anytime, Bruce can tell you which restaurant has the best food and, you know, what he ate and how good it was. He's being a witness to that particular restaurant. So now I'm at a point, if I want to go somewhere special, I talk to Bruce. And then I make a little note and I tell Dan, Bruce says this food in this restaurant in this location is really good. We should go check it out. Now, that's what Jesus is talking about, that we are to go, come, and experience, right? Taste and see how good God is. And then we are to go out and just tell everybody, do you know Jesus? Do you know God? Come to Embury. It's like best church in town. You are going to experience the community because this is a community where people come and say, wow, this is a really nice community, right? Because this is where we can share that love of Jesus that God has given us. More than that, though, through our lives, sometimes you don't even have to speak. As you are waiting on a supermarket checkout line and you see this lady behind you with little children and they're fumbling with stuff, the child is fussing in the cart and she's just beside herself, then you just gently say, why don't you go first? And you help her through it. And then people, person who's behind her kind of sees this interaction and says, that was really nice. And they see you and like, you know, what you did was so nice. But there's something about you that I can't put my finger on, but whatever you have, I want to have that too. You know, you seem to have that love, that peace, or the joy that I don't know where it comes from, but I want that. So the person might say, where'd you get that? You could say, well, I go to Embury Church. Or, yeah, God is with me. And that's where I get the joy and the peace and the love. To be witnesses of Jesus Christ is that we live our daily lives in such a way that it just exudes the love, the peace and joy of Christ in everything that we do. So when people see us, they go like, there's something about you. You always have that heart of gratitude. I want what you have. Where can I get it? Then you could be just like Bruce. You go to that Embury Church on Church Street in Little Silver, and it's the best community where you could come and learn about Jesus and experience this. I was looking through the news this week. It's one of my least favorite thing to do, as you know. There's so much sad things going on, but we also have to see what's going on. And on Friday, there was stabbing in Portland, Oregon, on one of their metro trains. This young man, 35 years old, he was just screaming out anti-Muslim insults to two women who were sitting there. One woman was wearing the hijab. And so he was screaming at them because they were Muslim. And so there are bystanders who tries to stop him. And as they were trying to stop him, he just stabbed them. So two died, and one person is in the hospital being treated for stab wounds. This was just Friday. So on top of the Manchester bombing and this, and, you know, it's just crazy. But you know what caught my attention? The name of the guy who was stabbing, killing people, who was hurling insults at these women, his name was Jeremy Joseph Christian. And as soon as I saw his name, you know, my heart just, it was just kind of so sad. I said, a person with such a wonderful name. You know, I mean, how many people gets to have their last name Christian, right? Person with such a wonderful name goes around doing such a horrible thing. His last name may be Christian, but I could tell you he is no Christian. When Jesus says, you are witnesses, what he's saying is, you are Christian, right? So when we go out there living our lives at workplace, in the marketplaces, wherever we are, sometimes we are the only Bible many people will ever see in our actions, in our words, in the way we treat other people. That we, you know, you've heard me say this, that we are the hands and feet of Christ in the world. Wherever we go, we are the hands. Whenever we lend a helping hand, it's not just my hand, but it is the hand of Christ at work. Wherever we go to be with other people, you know, we are being the feet of Christ. That's what Jesus means when he says we are witnesses. You know, we are living in a culture where it is not cool to talk about our faith. You know, it hasn't been politically correct thing to do for the last 20, 30 years. And that has put us in this place where we're not supposed to talk about our faith. So we, in a way, we hide our faith. Wherever we go, We don't say we're Christian. Oftentimes, we don't even say we go to church unless someone asks us point blank. And if we feel it's not threatening, then we say, yeah, we go to church. We go to that little church on Church Street. Jesus says, you are witnesses. It means politically correct or not. Whether we use words or not, through our actions, through our lives, through our being, we show. We are supposed to show the love of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, in what ways can you be the witness in your life, in your world, so that people around you can begin to hear the message of Jesus through your actions, that people around you can begin to experience and feel the love of Jesus Christ because of who you are, because of what you did? So what is one thing that you can change to become the witness of Jesus Christ? Whatever one thing that you decide, it is my prayer that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, help you, give you the strength and the courage to live into that one thing so that you can be the witnesses of Christ. Amen.